USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Foreign licensed physicians living in the United States can now apply for a temporary emergency license to practice medicine in the state of New Jersey during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy said this army can always use more reinforcements and said the program will begin accepting applications immediately. Physicians licensed under the program will be able to provide in-person medical care at facilities licensed by the state of New Jersey Health Department. Anyone setting foot on the streets of San Francisco outside their homes will now be required to wear a face covering, as is going on in a number of other cities around the country. The order by Mayor London Breed and Health Director Grant Colfax goes into effect immediately. Additionally, transportation workers and other employees who interact with the public must also cover their face while doing essential work, according to the new city mandate. Los Angeles, California's largest city, already had a similar policy in place. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is canceling her 94th birthday party because of the coronavirus. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Ceremonial gun salutes and other pomp and circumstance are often used to celebrate special occasions in the British royal family, but the Queen says she doesn't feel it's appropriate given the coronavirus outbreak. It's believed to be the first time in the monarch's 68-year reign that that event will not be held. The Queen's actual birthday is this coming Tuesday, but it's not officially celebrated until June each year, but even the June parade has been canceled. I'm Chris Barnes.
Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Lizzo, the Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney, among others, sang classic songs brimmed with messages of hope and change during a TV special aimed at fighting the coronavirus. Lady Gaga kicked off the event by urging people weathering the coronavirus pandemic to find a way to smile through the pain. It was an 8-hour event supporting the World Health Organization alongside advocacy organization Global Citizen. Paul McCartney sang the Beatles' Lady Madonna and talked about the work his mother did as a nurse. The members of the Rolling Stones from 4 different locations joined forces to perform You Can't Always Get What You Want. One World Together at Home aired simultaneously on ABC, NBC, CBS, Bell Media, and was hosted by Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel. At the event's end, organizers announced the total amount raised was over $128 million. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.